This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.
Can't you see what you don't do me?
In 1951, record store owner Leo Mintz of Cleveland, Ohio, told disc jockey Alan Freed that he felt R&B music popularity was increasing steadily.
Shouldn't I know?
In 1951, the words rock and roll came into being. Disc jockey Alan Freed decided that rock and roll more adequately described the beat and the rhythm of the music, and that those particular words did not classify the sound by race. Alan Freed presented his first rock and roll show in Cleveland. It was a sellout. 30,000 showed, 20,000 had to be turned away for lack of seats. Curious enough, the audience that attended was racially mixed. Freed saw rock and roll go over big in Cleveland, and he knew then it would happen everywhere else.
Change of love.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1950 through 1953.